From the Clark Ford Studio in Oxford, Mississippi, MBW Digital proudly presents the Oxford Exxon Podcast.
I'd say thanks for tuning in, but why am I going to give you a round of applause for something that you're supposed to do, to be frank?
And now, here are your hosts, Chase Palm.
And broadcast school has really paid off.
And Neil McCready.
I deserve to be on TV.
Welcome into this Tuesday edition of the Oxford Exxon Podcast. Chase Palm, Neil McCready, Clark Ford Studio on this kind of brisk, cool morning here in the
Oxford area. Feels freaking fantastic.
It's Neil's favorite, one of his favorite times of the year when it gets a little cool. He thinks he can put away the, not going to sweat much the rest of the year probably. So anyway, we'll talk a lot of Lane Kiffin today, a lot of Matt Corral today as well as Lane. For some reason, we can debate what that reason was. Decided yesterday was when we'll discuss injury news. After not discussing injury news the rest of the year, did he slip up later? Was he playing mind games? I don't know. Beats the hell out of me. But we'll talk about it. As you saw probably in the feed.
He practiced normally. I will tell you that.
Okay. Yeah. We'll,
per several sources.
We'll get into it. In the meantime, yesterday we had an MPW Digital special presentation. Jake Crane and the J-Boy Show joining, obviously, to discuss LSU, Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin, whatever. So, that plenty of content up at rebelgrove.com yesterday. Full front page from yesterday. The visit with Chance Campbell presented by The Rogue. Episode 9 for that. Notebooks, what he said, what he meant, snap counts, and plenty more. Quick hits there at rebelgrove.com. Check it out. Subscribe, even though the promo is over. It's a good time to do that. So anyway, that sets up what we're talking about today. We'll get into lines if we need to because we did not do that yesterday. We'll just see how the show goes. The show brought to you every single day by the Oxford Exxon Highway 6 West in Oxford. Remember to head on over to the Blue Sky location, take a selfie, anything in the world around the location you want to be the backdrop, you hashtag Blue Sky Rebels, tag the Oxford Exxon, you're automatically entered into a chance to win an official Ole Miss football helmet. They'll give one of those away this week, so get in on that. Also, SpeedPass Plus out, save some money, earn some points there with Blue Sky. And again, coming to you from the Clark Ford studio.
We are Clark Ford's in Amory, Mississippi, 662-257-1900. Call that number. Ask for Corey Clark. Tell Corey what Ford product you're looking for. He'll send you a quote within 15 minutes in business hours, right to the bottom line. No hassle, no haggle. Get your quote. The rest is up to you. You can shop it around. You can do what I've done. What I recommend that you do, and that is hop into a Clark Ford today. You will love the product. You will love the service. Corey and the people at Clark Ford, they want to be your car guy. They want to be your truck guy. People say, What does that mean? Call the number. You'll start to find out. 662-257-1900. Guest, join us on the Rafters Music and Food Hotline. Rafters Music and Food on the Square in Oxford. Great burgers, po' boys, appetizers, great beer selection, full bar, the whole deal at Rafters. And then don't forget Rafters in New Albany as well.
So get into it a little bit. It was a little funny yesterday because I'm kind of curious what the mood in the room was. I didn't go to the press conference yesterday. I'm watching online, doing quick hits, and I'm typing, and I'm obviously paying attention, but I'm not necessarily, completely locked in. It's kind of just hear Lane speak, right, what Lane says, as you tend to do. And when he has his opening statement, and you're like, yeah, you're banged up, I know, blah, 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 and then gets into the next one, and Jake Thompson asked what, at the time, I thought was kind of an innocuous question. It was like, hey, how's Matt feeling? Well, he carried the ball 30 times. He's going to be sore. He's going to be banged around. However, we saw a video of him dancing with Lane following the game. It appeared that all ACLs were intact and whatnot. So, you know, and even when Lane starts, it's like, yeah, you know, not real well the last couple of days. Okay. Then he leads the preamble with, you know how we are with injuries and whatever. And then you're like, okay, well, that's the end of the clause. Instead, there's another clause coming. And it's like, yeah, I just don't know if he's going to play. I don't know how I feel about it. And it's like, hold on.
Yeah.
So Jerrion Ealy has a concussion. Jonathan Mingo may or may not have an ankle. And, hey, we really hope those guys play this week. And that's the only real answer we get. Jake Springer was hurt for months. And it's, well, I'm hoping he's all right. But your Heisman quarterback.
Yeah, literally, if I had followed up and said, hey, since we're talking injuries, can you give me an update on Jonathan Mingo? We hope he plays this week.
Yeah.
So hold on. So that's what I wrote in what he said, what he meant. It's like the whole thing was like this kind of rolling narrative where, okay, you're going to voluntarily go into injury conversations about Matt Corral. But if I were to ask you, hey, just Hudson Wolf, heard he's out for the year, We hope he plays this week.
You know how we don't really get into.
We don't really do injuries.
Yeah. We hope you know that by now.
We hope he plays this week. Yeah. It was so funny. I mean,
because later on
the mood in the room, you asked, we all kind of looked at each other a little bit. I mean, and I sit over to the right, like his left, and I just kind of start laughing the whole time. I mean, I think the whole thing's kind of funny. Because there's some people in that room, this is serious business. And then there's people like me in that room that are fun and amusing. And what are we doing here? Because here's my opinion. Mm-hmm. If Matt Corral were really – I have no doubt that Matt Corral got up on Sunday morning and thought, what hit me?
I felt like hell.
I have no doubt that yesterday he got up and was like, you know, I probably need to get in the cold tub, hot tub, all the tubs. I need to be in tubs.
The ankle probably doesn't feel very good.
Yeah,
I think he called it an ankle stinger after the game, which makes no sense, but it means it hurt like hell.
Yeah, I have no doubt that just in general, he didn't feel like getting up and going to run the Chicago Marathon or something, right? That being said, if Matt Corral were out, this town's too small to keep that one quiet.
And I think, I mean, it was my thought going in, Rebel Ole Miss had it in our stream earlier. The only thing I can come up with is that Lane likes narratives. He likes promoting
for sure.
People. And if we talk about Corral being questionable all week or even doubtful, and then we turn this into some kind of Willis Reed situation as we move forward, Kirk Gibson, he goes out and he throws for three Bills and he runs for 85 and they beat LSU 41-27 or something. And it goes, oh my God, when we – he was on a stretcher on Wednesday, and look what this kid did. Like, there's a certain amount of
let's
professional wrestling about this where we're creating this narrative of, God, look what my quarterback did.
Well, let's be clear here. Number one, Lane Kiffin really likes Matt Corral. That's genuine.
They're tight.
Lane Kiffin would love for Matt.
They saved each other's careers.
Yes. Lane Kiffin would really love for Matt Corral to win the Heisman Trophy. That would be, I think, a genuinely cool thing for them. Now, past that, Lane winning the Heisman Trophy with Matt Corral does a lot for Lane.
Sure.
It helps him recruit quarterbacks here.
His third Heisman? It would be his third or fourth?
But it'd be his first as a head coach. I don't remember anybody at FAU winning the Heisman.
No, sure.
Nick Saban went to those ceremonies.
Yeah, sure.
Lane would go to this one.
Yeah.
It would help him recruit here. It helps him market himself, whether it's to take Ole Miss to the biggest bank possible and go, I want all of that,
mm-hmm.
or somewhere else down the road, whatever the case may be. And the narrative with Vern Lundquist and Gary Danielson and all those people coming, of
Lane said on Monday,
he could barely walk. He was practically dead. And look at him today. Lazarus, you all. That goes a long way on a Heisman narrative.
Yeah, it's almost like, hey, y'all aren't giving Matt his moment, so by God, we're going to create his moment for this.
Well, here. A certain amount of that. I mean, you know, look, last Saturday, I had this conversation with somebody yesterday about, they said, you know, what Corral needs is a Heisman moment.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell do you think Knoxville was? I'm like, what do you mean? I'm like, there were 102,000 people there. Look, you can say what you want now about the last minute. We can have that conversation. But listen to Jake Springer yesterday. Listen to Chance Campbell yesterday. Listen to Lane Kiffin yesterday. That place was freaking loud. That place was intimidating. Give Tennessee a ton of credit now.
Yeah, sure.
They created one hell of an atmosphere. I mean, Jake Springer was like, man, it was an honor to play in that game. To play in that. I mean, people, they were like, whoa. Chance Campbell was like, this is wow. Like, he, I don't know if you've watched it. If you haven't, please watch the videos. Hit the like button. At least just turn them on for like 10 seconds. But he talked about how when he wasn't playing, he caught himself watching the decibel reader. Like, he got up to 108, and he's like, wouldn't it be cool if it got to 112? And, you know, he's like, that probably wouldn't be good, you know, and all that. But it was like, Matt Corral was just, didn't have his, Braylon Sanders couldn't go. Mingo was out. Didn't have his tight end, down to basically a third-team offensive guard. Jerry Neely didn't play much.
Braylon played 12 snaps.
And he basically goes, all right, hop on.
Yeah. nobody's catching the ball, so we're just going to run the damn thing.
Yeah. Two dudes drop touchdown passes.
Yeah.
Guys, don't worry about it. I got you. If that wasn't a Heisman moment, Tennessee fans now know how Ole Miss felt twice against Texas A&M with Johnny Manziel.
Yeah.
Where you beat them all over the field except for one spot.
Yeah. They had the best dude on the field, and they won the game.
And that's 2 weeks in a row that opposing fans walked out of a stadium going, you know, if they just had a mortal at quarterback, even a good quarterback, like give them Bazelak, who's a good quarterback, nice quarterback. Give them the kid at LSU, nice quarterback, he's fine.
Yeah.
Bo Nix, even.
Yeah.
Played pretty well the last few weeks.
Bo's took a step. He's a good quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put those cats on Ole Miss instead of Matt Corral.
And they're 0-2 the last two.
And they've lost the last two games.
Yeah. Is it, and this is anecdotal. And this isn't necessarily about a Heisman show or anything like that. Got a long way to go. Got 6 weeks in regular season. Ole Miss has got to win a lot of games. And they're banged up to hell and back right now. Beyond two. Is it just from a sheer winning the Heisman standpoint? It's all I'm talking about here.
Yeah.
Vegas is bullish. Matt Corral, clear favorite. Getting more of a favorite by the day.
Because there's really nobody else.
Yeah. Media, though, national media not necessarily going in on Corral right now. It's anecdotal, but just I peruse a good bit of college football media every day. Probably I'm going to shoot myself in the head sometimes, but I do.
I don't know how you do it.
It's lackluster. It's not – they look for anybody else a little bit than Corral.
Well, they don't like Ole Miss.
So that's my point. Media votes for the Heisman.
But there's a lot of media.
Yeah, sure.
Not just national media.
Yeah.
Like – the guy at the Bogalusa boot.
I feel like he has to win it clearly to win it.
Yeah. I mean, I
don't think he wins a coin flip.
The question right now is if you're not voting for him, who are you voting for?
And then it gets into this split mess of stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Where I think Matt's on every ballot.
So you just start collecting points. And
yeah. I mean,
you couldn't vote him outside the top three right now.
Well, like, I don't really know how you could vote for Bryce Young right now, and I'm a big Bryce Young fan. But I don't know how you could vote for Bryce Young over Matt Corral today. Bryce Young's not the best player on his team.
And it is a good point. Matt Corral will get more votes because Lane Kiffin's his head coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm looking at the rest of the country. Now, the kid at Michigan State, the running back, I mean, I guess if they kept going – maybe. I don't think it's Bryce Young. I keep waiting for the campaign for like Jordan Davis at Georgia, but defensive linemen don't win the Heisman.
Yeah, they can finish third or fourth.
He's damn good.
Boy, I mean, Sue didn't win the Heisman.
No, there's not a coach in the country that wouldn't take him right now. But again, I'm a Bryce Young guy. I think he's fantastic. But how would you vote him ahead of Corral right now?
Yeah, I do think C.J. Stroud's going to make a run.
I do too.
Media-wise, he's going to make a run.
And they're good, and they look like they've turned it on.
But Vegas has him at like plus 1,000 right now. They have him down with Desmond Ridder.
I mean, look, there's football left. I mean, Ole Miss has 6 games.
Yeah, and they have to go minimum 4-2, and absolutely, probably 5-1.
Minimum of 4-2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you got 2 gimmies.
Yeah.
And I feel like they have to beat A&M because it's going to be a big game at home. On it also gets into what are you doing in these couple games?
The late games.
It's what creates a problem for Ole Miss a little bit, though, because you can't lose some coin flip where Matt doesn't play well.
Right.
But at the same time, when you have the big game, you got to win the big game. So it's kind of
– he's also going to have a college stage to himself on that Thanksgiving night.
That's true.
Now, a lot of people will be watching NFL that night.
Yeah.
But college people will be watching college.
Yeah, he's still right there, the only game in town from a college football.
That will be the game they turn on their television.
And it's the last time to see him prior to the vote.
And it'll be loud, and the cowbells and all that stuff, and the narrative of us against the world. And all, he gets a shot, yeah. Look, I really.
They'll show some growth that night. They'll show him fighting State in 18.
Oh, sure.
And they'll do all that.
Sure.
And
that's the other thing that I catch myself pushing back with people when they're like, did you see this? I'm like, well, you know, when you send your child off to college, you hope that 3-4 years later, he or she is more mature than they were when you sent them off to college.
Yeah.
Isn't that part of college?
Yeah.
No, to grow up a little bit?
Yeah. We'll continue this in 1 second. A couple more things in the press conference that are pretty relevant from yesterday. In the meantime, I'll tell you about Community Mortgage, Oxford, Memphis, Soto County, and Chattanooga. All underwriting and processing is done in Memphis. You're getting local underwriting and understand your market, a leader in condo financing, the float down option, and more. You can find Jason at 662-234-2704 or JLOWE at communitymtg.com.
Walk On Sports Bistro puts everything they've got into bringing you game day with the taste of Louisiana. Dig into their mouth-watering Louisiana cuisine like po' boys, gumbo, voodoo shrimp, fan favorites like juicy burgers and fresh salads, quality fresh ingredients you can't help but crave. Visit 720 Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland to check them out. Or if you are looking for employment, check them out there as well. Or 1737B University Avenue in Oxford. We're also brought to you by Brothrow. It's a social sports betting network. It's free to use. I was introduced to Brothrow about a month ago. It's a really cool, fun way to bet. No third party, so there's no juice. Over time, that saves you money. You can start your own group, make friends, invite your friends. Payment happens within 24 hours of the conclusion of your bet. You can take the other side of an existing bet, start a new bet, and more at bet.brothrow.com/MPW. Also brought to you by Muddy Water Camo. Enter the promo code Rebel Grove. Get a 35% discount on any products from the site. Free shipping on $100 or more at muddywateroutdoors.com. Again, promo code Rebel Grove. Same promo code at Dead Soxy, deadsoxy.com. The best socks you will ever put on your feet. The no-shows, the classic socks, the kind of Ole Miss theme socks, all of those there at deadsoxy.com. Promo code Rebel Grove for 25% off. Ole Miss and LSU this weekend. That means time in the Grove. Also, 3 games in November in Oxford, which means more time in the Grove and the best time of year when it's not the 400,000 degrees out there. If you want to make sure that you really enjoy your tailgating experience, get in touch with our friends at 7 South Tailgating. They offer unloading assistance, food, beverage delivery on game day. They provide the equipment, secure the spot, set everything up for you. Single game packages, multi-game packages. It's all there at 7southtailgating.com, 662-321-1682. And we're brought to you by Game Changer Patch Company. Speaking of the Grove, you want to make sure that you're prepared when you head into the Grove. They're the only 2-patch system available in the market to stop hangovers before they start. The warm-up patch is used before while you drink. The overtime patch is used after you've been drinking to recover while you sleep. The all-natural ingredients will keep you in the game and ready for the very next play. All you got to do is go to GameChangerPatch.com, enter the promo code REBELGROVE20, REBELGROVE20 at checkout for 20% off your purchase.
Still plenty of time to get your Grove tent catered this weekend. Let Johnston Hill Creamery handle your tailgate. Everything from artisanal cheese trays to charcuterie boards, desserts, salads, sandwiches, and much more. They see 24 hours notice, and they will take care of you. They deliver right there to your spot on campus, 662-419-9201, or cheese at johnstonhillcreamery.com. Also, on Thursday, October 28th, from 6 to 7:30, they are doing a Halloween-themed cheese class. Each class participant will enjoy learning more about their cheeses while decorating a slate cheese board with all the different decorations, accoutrements, meat, cheeses, fruits, and more. So you also get to keep everything that you prepare there. So to sign up for that, that is, again, on White Oak Lane, Suite B, right off Molly Bar. That's October 28th, 6 to 7:30, 662-419-9201 to reserve. So the funny thing about the corral thing, too, is that multiple times beyond that, he goes on and on about how you get to see Eli and Matt on Saturday in at the stadium. So he kind of forgot it multiple moments there. It's tweeting yesterday at one point, hey, only a couple more times to see Corral. Okay, well, are we seeing Corral or are we not seeing Corral?
So I tweeted what he said about, you know, Matt might not play or whatnot. And people eventually they start attacking, and they're like, well, he said, I'm like, yeah, and he just said that again. So shoulder shrug. I mean, what do you want? I mean, I'm always amused at that. They come after you. It's like, do you think that I'm going to be the one that determines whether Matt Corral plays or not?
I got a call yesterday, and the guy goes, hang on, Corral's not playing? I'm like, I don't know. And he goes, well, Neil said. I'm like, no. Lane said.
Yeah, no.
Neil did not say.
No.
He quoted, Lane said that. Lane doesn't talk about it. Well, welcome to my world.
Yeah.
Yes, I know. I'm aware of that. I get what you're saying. That is true. So
that's like the guy going, why is Neil trying to push Lane to LSU? It's like, number one, If I spent every waking moment of my life trying to push Lane to LSU, that would have zero impact on what LSU does. Zero. Like 0.0000. Just add all the zeros.
Saying that, we've never been more happy that a coach is in a place than Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss today.
I mean, I said this morning on the sites. I'll say it here. If it's up to me, if the football gods come down and go, hey, Neil, you get to determine how this goes. All right, give him a lifetime contract. Or as long as I'm here.
Sure.
And they're like, are you sure? I'm positive. I mean, Lane Kiffin runs out the good old boys completely.
Yeah.
Which grated my nerves for the first 11 or what, 12 years I was here. I'm the guy that advocated for Lane Kiffin on the day that they hired Matt Luke. I mean, I've kind of been down this road with the Kiffin thing for a while. It's been a 2-year victory lap for me. Why the hell would I want it to end? It's been really good for business. So, no. The narrative that I want him to leave is absolutely insane.
And he does something to talk about every day. Every single day.
Yeah, the whole, well, there's no access. I don't give a damn about access.
He called timeouts at the end of the first half simply to troll Tennessee and make them wait longer.
He made the kid, yeah.
He had no real interest in icing the kicker.
No, and then when the kid made it, he smiled.
He's just screwing with him.
Dude's great. I mean, the people that get upset, are there people on the beat who probably would like Lane to leave? Yes. There are. To be honest, yes, there are. There are people who want him to leave because they hope that he brings in somebody else who's kind of more that old speed, who kind of opens things back up and all that stuff. None of that matters to us. Not at all. So just when to nip that narrative in the bud, like it's my job to cover this, so I cover it. And I'm not the one putting his name out there. There's lots of people putting his name out there. For the record, I don't think he's at the top of their list. But there's a lot of coaches that are kind of dealing with the LSU thing right now. Look at Jimbo yesterday.
Yeah. He went on a little.
He was prepared, which tells me that the question was probably planted. And I asked Lane about LSU yesterday, not directly, but about rumors and stuff, and he sort of addressed it.
He said you have to discuss it in recruiting, but he doesn't talk about it with his team.
Doesn't talk about it with his team. Maybe he should. That's what he said.
He said it's been more of a problem for him since Tennessee.
Yeah. His people
talk.
Yeah.
And he has that reputation, right or wrong.
And then here's the other part about Lane, and you might as well get used to it. Lane thinks, and he's probably right, that publicity is good publicity. And you can tell recruits, see, they want me. Everybody wants me.
Mm-hmm. So look, there's not a sport in the world where the coach is the program more than college football. Period. That's it. Your coach is you. You're the program.
Yeah.
Always. Ole Miss, Kiffin, Alabama, Saban.
Sure.
All the good and bad. Up
college
and down the
football
road.
And basketball is all coaches.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
I mean, we do that in the basketball tournament. I always find it funny. Like, we're talking about short dudes, 60 years old, mm-hmm. bad ACLs.
Yeah.
Like, those guys are not going to determine who wins this game.
It's the dudes they bought.
That 6'10 dude who can score from 25 feet out, he's going to shape this game, not the 70-year-old guy in a suit.
Yeah. Boeheim is no longer the most important guy on the floor.
No.
That's not it.
No, I mean, you know.
The other thing that was interesting yesterday, the very last question, I believe, of the day, and I don't think this question was asked with the connotation of the answer that came. Somebody asked about, obviously, the crowd was crazy in Knoxville, crowd crazy in Tuscaloosa, all that kind of stuff. What can they do in Oxford to make it as intimidating as possible, as loud as possible, as a competitive advantage as possible? I'll just read it, Lane, his response. I don't have that answer. Obviously, our first year was COVID. We've not felt that this year, anything like when we went to Alabama and what we had to deal with there offensively or last week at Tennessee. It is what it is. I know it can be done because we felt it at Alabama when we were here however many years ago. We had issues communicating. This place was rocking. It can definitely be done here. It'd be awesome to have. It's a competitive advantage, and that's why they call it home field advantage. Some places have more than others. It's been done here. I've been on the other side of it. It's a couple different things. and it kind of depends on where your mindset is right now. It's for sure a challenge for Saturday. There's a huge push to get a sellout, a huge push to pack it out for a lot of different reasons, including Arch Manning's in attendance. Credit to Lane, by the way, for not saying Arch's name when he really, really wanted to say Arch's name yesterday.
Yeah.
He was very complimentary of all the Mannings. It was a challenge. There was no doubt that he was speaking to the people, speaking to the crowd, speaking to the fan base, all that kind of stuff. It also, though, was an interesting thing of, and I don't know even though I'm going, hey, he's planting seeds. I don't know if I'm, I don't think I'm ready to go that far. Actually, I know I'm not ready to go that far. But there was an interesting tone to it of just, hey, there's something here we're not getting we should be getting.
Yeah.
There was a complaint in there. Whatever you want to make of that complaint is up to you, but there was definitely a complaint in there.
Yeah.
There was a frustration in there.
Yeah.
Of quit being small time a little bit. It was kind of...
That's it.
Yeah.
No, you nailed it.
Yeah, it was a little... Eh.
It was, don't be small time anymore. That's exactly what he said. I don't think it was kind of a complaint. I think it was a complaint. I think it was a challenge.
Sure.
But it was delivered in a kind of matter-of-fact way.
Oh, I mean.
Wasn't a lot of rah-rah to it. That's not his deal. It was just, he pointed out that Alabama had an atmosphere that day and that it was advantageous for the Crimson Tide and that Tennessee had an atmosphere the other night. I mean, you got to let that last minute go for a minute and remember the first 59. He twice talked about the scene from the Gladiators where it was like, whoa, this is... Chance Campbell talked about that. How it was... He didn't talk about Gladiators, but he just talked about how it was different.
Mm-hmm.
You felt it. You felt the noise. Even when you didn't hear the noise, you felt the noise. Jake Springer talked about being mentally exhausted when that game was over. Ole Miss was better than Tennessee. That crowd kept Tennessee in the game. They fed off of it. Ole Miss hasn't had that this year. And people can do the thing. And listen, I'm never going to be that guy. I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to tell people how to spend their money or how to spend their time. It's not my place. I'm not part of a fan base. But you know exactly what he was saying. And you know the stuff that's out there. And I won't say he was planting seeds because I don't think he was planting seeds. I just think I thought it was telling. And for the record, I think Saturday will be jam-packed. I think it will be really loud. I think it will be raucous.
It will look similar to Alabama.
I think, I think he'll get that. And if they win and keep winning, I think Texas A&M will be that again later in the year.
Got a shot for the rest of them all year to be other than Vanderbilt. Because, I mean, frankly, as much as we want to make fun of it, people are going to show up to see Hugh. They just are.
They're going to show up to beat Hugh.
Well, right. Yeah.
I mean, there will be some that are there to go, hey, I tell you what, he did it. Well, he also wrecked your program in the process, but.
It will be that way, but look, spend it however, discretionary income, discretionary time, all that crap, that's yours. But
sure.
At the same time, other than like MPW Digital and Rebel Grove, we would appreciate that. This Saturday feels critical, though, not about a LSU job or any of that even, but just as a program to fill it up, to make it one of those kind of environments. You get the 2:30 game, you get LSU in town, you get Orgeron. There's literally no reason not to go if you're ever going to go. So
sure.
If you don't do it now, when are you going to do it is more the point. Like, I think that's the thing is that, you know, and I don't know what the numbers were. I know there was some tickets left at some point, but there's been and it's COVID. It's everywhere to a point. I mean, I get Tennessee was rocking. I get Alabama was rocking.
It's sunny and 76.
Yeah,
the
weather is great. Whatever.
Saturday.
Take your pick. But there is a bit of, if you're ever going to do it now. And I think they will. I mean, I really do. Will LSU bring anybody?
They'll bring some because
group.
It's a party.
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
But, you know, but no, they're not going to bring the 12,000 that they brought 2003 or whatever, when, you know, it was such a big game. I mean, LSU's, you may have heard, they're down a little bit this year.
They are. It's fair.
I mean, this isn't 2019.
How much autonomy does Woodward have?
Not total. The chancellor there is going to have a say.
I mean, even like network autonomy versus AD versus president.
Good bit. I mean, you got a big vote. It's not the only vote, but it's a big vote. He has influence, monumental influence. He's very strong, AD. They won't hire someone he doesn't want. Let's put it that way.
Well, yeah. He's not going to have somebody thrust upon him.
But he won't be able to overrule everyone. Like, I think it's part of the deal with Jimbo. I think if it were completely up to Woodward, he'd hire Jimbo. I don't think it's completely up to Woodward, and there are some people there who feel like, rightly or wrongly, that Jimbo burned them the last time.
Change the date on the...
Oh. Sorry.
You're good. Look, that's going to be the critical thing Saturday, too. I'm reading from the stream here. I mean, getting them from the Grove to the stadium is always the chore. Just is. But 2:30 is kind of good. You get before and after.
Yeah, come on.
I mean, you're not, like, even for the people who are on the fence, go to the damn game. Like, what are you doing? I mean,
how many chicken fingers can you eat? I mean, you're in the Grove all day. I mean, what is the deal? I don't get it. I've never understood it. Now, that's me, and I'm not. I always found it boring after a certain amount of time.
Well, yeah. Trying to get some info on something real quick. I don't know. I mean, I'm at a loss. Let's see.
I normally change the date, like the first thing. Today I just had stuff on my mind, I guess.
You just didn't?
Nope. Well, I had to take Carson to a thing and then I got back, and so my morning routine was different.
Mondays are kind of a blur. Like, there's a lot of stuff. Like, Tuesday morning is almost like a decompressed period. When we went, okay, that's over.
Monday's just all day long.
Yeah. Look at some lines in a minute. We'll keep talking about some of these things as well. Maybe I'll get a couple answers here.
The people who say the Grove never gets boring, I can't relate because I don't know anybody. So I would walk around going, I have no idea who these people are, and I would leave. But I guess if, like, it's just your best buddies and you're just hanging out, but still – you know what time kickoff is,
yeah, I mean,
right?
I haven't done it in forever, so I don't. I mean,
and on those days when it's 100 degrees, like, I don't even get it. No thanks. Yeah, no thanks.
That or the rain where you're, like, soaked and you're just, like, yeah. It's another tense, but still. I don't know.
And Avery says, who serves unlimited chicken tenders in the Grove? I don't know what is served in the Grove. I'm just assuming that it's like a lot of chicken tenders. But I have no idea.
A lot of heavy hors d'oeuvres of different types.
I mean, honest to God, don't know.
A barbecue, a lot of samplers, a lot of heavy hors d'oeuvres. Egg bowl, typically people have full Thanksgiving dinners.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's some kind of a thing for some. Yeah, sure. So. Wayne, what do you guys have in the Grove? What's your menu for this weekend for those tailgating? Like, give me the five or six items from the stream that people are typically having. While you're doing that, I'll tell you about Northeast Spark, NESPARC, service people across rural communities. Two packages, 100 Mbps, or the Blaze, the one gig that powers the Clark Ford Studio, your hometown team, bringing you world-class broadband. NESpark.com, 662-238-3159. Phone service, portal controls, network security, wireless mesh extenders that aren't really even necessary, and much more. So call the office for the best internet around, 662-238-3159, NESpark.com.
We're also brought to you by Automation and Control Systems, LLC, ACS, owned by Clay McNutt, Baldwin, Mississippi. It's a complete electrical control system solution provider and a Rockwell Automation recognized system integrator. ACS is a full-time, dedicated emergency service and troubleshooting staff and a UL 508A panel shop. ACS can service and install Rockwell Automation, Allen Bradley, Siemens, ABB, Square D, and many other manufacturers. For more information or to get in touch with them, go to acsllcms.com or call 662-601-4381. Pinpoint Commercial Real Estate is based out of Jackson. They service the entire state in all commercial asset classes such as retail, office, industrial, and land. Sam Cox and B.B. Mitchell are Ole Miss grads that utilize their unique skill sets to execute on assignments and increase value for the clients. This week's property spotlight is on the Village at Madison. It'll feature roughly 60,000 square feet of Class A restaurant, retail, medical, and professional office space, along with roughly 75 lot line residences, with Pinpoint handling the leasing for the commercial portion of the development. If you'd like to learn more about this great opportunity, call BB and Sam at 601-586-3220. Blue Delta Jeans is happy to announce the inaugural Coastal Cup Waterfowl Tournament, hosted January 19th through the 21st of 2022.
Yep.
At the Bay Flats Lodge on the San Antonio Bay of Texas. This competitive team duck hunting event will include 2 days of Texas coastal waterfowl hunting, meals, drinks, and lodging, and 2 pairs of custom jeans for every participant. Special guest of the event will include Josh Raggio of Raggio Custom Calls and Barton Ramsey of Southern Oak Kennels. You've heard us talk for years about Blue Delta's annual golf tournament. Now it's time for the duck hunters to show their skills. For more information on the event or to register your team, contact Blake Kokenauer at blake@bluedeltajeans.com or visit Blue Delta's website at bluedeltajeans.com/coastalcup. We're also brought to you by Grenada Nissan. If you're in the market for a Nissan vehicle, Grenada Nissan's the place to go. They've got a complete selection of new and previously owned Nissan vehicles. Great lease deals as well. It's GrenadaNissanUSA.com. And we're brought to you by Lamons Fine Jewelry in Oxford. Lamons at 1126 North Lamar Boulevard has been serving the Oxford area for almost 75 years. Engagement rings, wedding rings, fine jewelry, watches, pearls, fashion jewelry, children's jewelry, collectibles, and more. Lamons is the gold standard in fine jewelry. Visit them at LamonsFineJewelry.com or call them at 662-234-2777.
Podcast also brought to you by Visit Oxford. Visit OxfordMS.com. Double Decker Bus Tour is back this weekend, 3 and 4 o'clock. For those who remember, an adult ticket also gives you $100 off a pair of Blue Delta jeans. Speaking of, you can get tunes around town 5 to 7 o'clock on Friday night. 3 different locations around downtown Oxford to hear some local musical acts, get some dessert, some takeout, enjoy what will be a lively evening there on the square. Square Jam also this weekend, also kind of the introduction to the Ole Miss basketball season. Men and women will be there with some different events and things. Visit OxfordMS.com/events. Yeah, see, we get everything from Simple. We've got chicken tenders and sandwiches and things like that. Then we've got, like, etouffee. We've got, like, some people doing white chocolate golf balls painted yellow. We've got a lot of stuff going on in the stream for the Grove this weekend.
Etouffee is awesome.
It is, but I think it's my least favorite of, like, the three or four main, like, Cajun, like jambalaya, gumbo.
What if you just like them all?
Etouffee. Well, okay, but I'm just saying, if you have to rank them, I think it's my least favorite.
I'm glad I don't have to rank them.
You don't want to rank them?
Nope.
You just want all of them at the same time?
Now I put
I take that back. Gumbo's red beans last. And rice is my least favorite.
Gumbo is last.
You think gumbo's last?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And I like gumbo, but it's last.
A really good jambalaya is my favorite.
Agreed.
That's number one.
Or a Creole.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is it about gumbo that makes it last?
Just.
I mean, you're not hating on
there's
it.
There's a lot of variants that can screw it up.
Okay.
Like, you can really. You can be all in on a great gumbo, and then just the okra cooks too long.
Just anything throws
it's
it a
so
little.
So easy to throw it off.
Okay. That's fair.
But I'm generally in on all.
Okay. The answer is just yes.
Yes.
That's fine. If I got mentioned earlier, by the way, Auburn and Ole Miss is a night game, by the way. So yeah,
6 o'clock.
Yeah, there are only two ESPN games all day, right?
I don't remember.
Yeah, very little.
On my list of things that I was working on yesterday.
That was down.
Kickoff times for next weekend was way down the list.
Get to that later. 2:30 is the cocktail party, and then Ole Miss Auburn, the night game. And I think everything else is on SEC Network other than those two. Because it's a very light slate of games next weekend. So I think that's right. Yeah, Luke said you can fix that by not putting gross okra in gumbo.
Well, I'm agreeing with that, but sometimes you go to places and they've thrown tons of okra in the gumbo.
Do you like potato salad on your gumbo?
What?
That's a pretty traditional New Orleans thing.
Potato salad?
Yeah.
Like with the mayonnaise and stuff?
It's a mustard base, but...
Oh, I've never seen that before.
Really?
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the thing. You don't do that?
I mean, I've never done it. I like mustard-based potato salad.
Okay. Yeah.
So, I guess.
Sure. Whatever.
Yeah.
Let's see. Getting into a couple lines here just because I'm kind of curious where we've at, if there's any movement. And also, while we're talking about we expect Corral to play, barring something really odd, and it will be against total character of Lane Kiffin, Vegas was not fooled at all yesterday. They said, I don't care what you said, the line has not moving. Sorry, guys.
Look, Vegas has sources too.
Yeah.
He practiced.
Yeah. Vegas went, nope. We're good.
Practiced normally, as I was told.
Practiced normally.
Yes.
He wasn't hobbling all over the field.
I didn't ask that question.
I mean, somebody on our board said he had a limp when he got on the bus the other night. I don't doubt that.
I don't doubt that a bit.
Yeah.
I mean, something tells me that if you were to look at his body, there's more parts that are bruised than not bruised. I mean, dude took some hits.
Yeah, I mean, there was some shots.
Yeah. Now, I do think Lane was sending a message inside his own program that this is not sustainable. We can't do this every
week. He was challenging running backs, for sure.
For sure. I mean, listen, he outright challenged Jerry and Eli.
And he's done that a couple weeks in a row.
Yeah, I mean.
He's gone at nine multiple weeks.
Yeah, he went at him yesterday.
I mean,
he kind of challenged Dennis to, hey, okay.
Yeah.
All right, do it again.
Yeah. You did it on the road, so
yeah, let's go.
Let's do it home for sure.
Dennis does not like being asked questions about his confidence. He's like, I'm very confident. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Then go do it.
Relax.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I thought he was going to come at me for a minute yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, I just was. I said, hey, Lane said this kind of bolstered your confidence. I've always been confident.
Okay.
All good. Lane said.
Take it up with him.
Maybe
guy's advisor.
Just in case you weren't listening to the beginning of the question, yeah. I led with Lane said,
yeah.
And I was referring to Lane Kiffin.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Looking at a couple lines.
This is
week.
Usually the time of year when people get testy. Although, usually on this beat, it's because things have gone south, not because things are going north.
Yeah. Speaking of New Orleans a little bit, Tulane's season has been unraveled by all that the first month. They're a shell of themselves. They head to Highland Park this weekend to play, I guess, still an undefeated SMU team, getting a 13.5 from the Mustangs this weekend at Gerald Ford Stadium. Not the president. Let's see. I'm not running through every line because we don't really have time, and it's Tuesday, but nonetheless, let's see what we got. Cincinnati's at Navy. If you wondered if they could lose this week, they can't. Northwestern is kind of bad. They're getting 24 at Michigan this weekend. Illinois-Penn State's a pretty nondescript Big Ten game, 23.5 on that one. Wisconsin-Purdue. Purdue coming off their big win against the Iowa Hawkeyes last weekend. They're getting 3 from the Badgers at home this weekend in West Lafayette. Oklahoma State-Iowa State's a good game this weekend in the Big 12. Iowa State giving 7 to the Pokes 2 weeks in a row. It's an interesting quirk. And I don't know if it means the public hates them, so Vegas is responding to that, because Vegas only cares about getting equal numbers for the most part, unless they absolutely know they can kill you on a line. Oklahoma State is a top 12 team who has been more than a 5-point favorite, I mean, 5-point underdog 2 weeks in a row against teams ranked below them. It's an interesting thing. They were getting 5.5 against Texas.
Because they really showed against the Horns.
Yeah, and now they're headed to Ames this weekend, getting 7.
Different challenge there.
Yeah. So, I don't know, interesting there. It opened at 6, went to 7.
Sarkisian already getting questions. There is no honeymoon anymore.
No.
Like, the honeymoon is the press conference, and then it's over.
And you're almost at a disadvantage when you win a big game. It's like, well, can I do that every time then? We're there. That's it. Yeah. That's who we are. I mean, that's happening everywhere but Fayetteville. Like, I mean, everybody else is just whatever. Ole Miss LSU opened at 10.5. It went to 9.5 fast, but it has completely stayed at 9.5 since that point. So Ole Miss minus 9.5 in that one. Let me get a little more detail here in a second. Yeah, this is a potential problem if you're going to get a sellout. Ole Miss still with 5,000 tickets left for Saturday.
Really?
5,000. Mm-hmm.
This is per?
Keith Carter.
Oh.
About 5,000 left between our ticket office and online partner. Student section is sold out. So, from official capacity, 5,000 tickets remaining, give or take, for Ole Miss and LSU on Saturday. Which is a lot for a couple days. I mean, I know some people don't understand the relative nature of that, but that's a pretty good many. That's a big number going into the about 4,000. So 1,000 have been sold since that point that last got an update. 4,000 remaining. Plenty of tickets. You can get them there through those two places. Let's see. Running on down. Clemson and Pitt has a chance to actually be a pretty decent game. It's got a lot of line movement on Saturday. Yeah. Clemson opened as a 1-point favorite. Pitt's now a 3-point favorite in this game. So 4-point line movement there.
Yeah, I've got it at 3.5.
Oh, do you really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mississippi State, Vanderbilt this weekend. Mississippi State giving 23 to open. It's now at 20.5. So we've got a little fall there. The doors and the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I've got it at 23.
Do you?
Yep.
Okay. I'd like to get a little lower, but whatever. Odd Shark, by the way.
Is Rogers healthy?
I have not seen. I don't know. I did see the Journal had a story on Jack Abraham potentially needing to play it.
Yeah, Rogers did not look healthy by the end of that game.
If you're just curious, Odd Shark says Ole Miss will win, cover, and the total will go under. They have a final score prediction of 45-29 in this game between the Rebels and the Tigers. If you'd like to money line this thing, Ole Miss minus 350, meaning you got to bet 350 to win 100. That's not good value.
Uh-uh.
LSU plus 290. You bet 100 to win 290 on the Tigers. I don't think LSU's winning the football game, but the over and under is either 75.5 or 76, depending on your favorite book for the week. So 76. That's a lot of points. A lot of points there between the Tigers and the Rebels.
I have no feel for this game at all. Zip.
That's a lot of points.
The last two games
have gone. My only feel is that's a lot of points.
The last two games have gone basically like I sort of thought that they would. Mm-hmm. I thought there would be more points in Tennessee, but I thought it would be a shootout.
Yeah.
And I thought Ole Miss and Arkansas would be a shootout, and it was. This one, I just don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? Like, what does LSU do?
Liberty coming off their loss to ULM. Yes, ULM. They are giving 21 to North Texas in Denton this weekend. Tennessee and Alabama. Is Milton the quarterback? Hooker hurt still?
Heupel intimated yesterday that Hooker might be okay.
He didn't say he only had one leg and probably isn't playing this weekend?
No.
Okay. Alabama giving 24.5 on this one. It opened at 23.5, now at 24.5. Speaking of ULMs, Kane Womack and South Alabama still trying to continue their good start to a season. They're 4-2. They are giving 13.5 in Monroe this weekend. So has a chance to get to 5-2. Kane against Terry Bowden. I know where Neil's allegiances are lying this weekend.
I'm with Kane.
They're not with the helmet that's right over your left shoulder right now.
Uh-oh. Although Kane's supposed to send me a helmet.
And he hasn't sent it
yet. Not yet.
You get a white one or a blue one? Did you specify?
I didn't ask. I said just send me.
We have one of each. We have a white.
I just said send me a helmet.
Okay. Need to ask again?
Oh, yeah. Ginger has a question in the thread I probably need to answer. Because I don't know that we covered this yesterday. ULM defeated Liberty 31-28. ULM won the game. Mm-hmm. A 31.5 point underdog. ULM scored 3 more points than Liberty, and thus, according to the rules, gave them a win.
On a 53-yard field goal.
Yes. Liberty is coached by Hugh Freeze, and they lost in Monroe to ULM 31-28. That was the final score. That is how it will be recorded in posterity.
It will. Carolina, A&M in College Station, Zeb Nolan, Luke Doty, and the Gamecocks on the road against the Aggies.
Bless them.
21 is the line in this one. It opened at 17.5. It's moved all the way up to 21 now at this point. So a lot of movement there. Almost Ole Miss coach Dave Doran and his Wolfpack are in Miami as 3-point favorites this weekend. NC State ranked on the year.
He's done a good job there, no joke.
He's milquetoast as hell, but he's done a good job.
Whatever happened to them in Starkville, I don't really understand it.
Because they were awful that day.
But since then, they've been okay.
Yeah, I mean, he is the most boring coach in the history of the world. I mean, he is. He is just, hey, I'm going to work, and I got my lunch pail, and...
Yeah.
I mean, he's He would not give us podcast fodder.
No.
They would be very little podcast fodder. And you guys would go 8-4 and be ready to slit your wrist half the time. That's what would happen with Dave Doran as the head coach.
Yeah. In case I need to reiterate that, if it's up to me, Lane Kiffin stays forever.
You're not trading for Dave Doran.
No.
SC and Notre Dame, if anyone cares, at 6:30 on Saturday night. Notre Dame minus 7 in that one.
I don't think the Monroe newspaper had the guts to have that headline, but that would be...
Which one?
Unhappy ending.
Ooh.
Yeah, I might frame that one.
Well, but it's your team winning, so you would go with happy ending.
Yeah, but you would just have to have a... It would be an opportunity to use that headline.
It would, yeah. But you'd go with happy ending.
By the way, someone sends me magazines with all sorts of different names on it. It's really funny to this address.
Okay.
And I can't say it, but one of them is addressed to Hugh Freeze, care of a certain...
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's really funny.
You get this.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, like yesterday I got one for Knox Kiffin. I mean, I get like all sorts of... I've gotten your name. I've gotten all
it's
sorts
of... It's a little
weird,
stuff. Isn't it?
It's funny because it's just like magazines.
Yeah, sure.
Like, you know, like catalogs.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of...
Yeah, I mean,
it's a neat little.
I get a kick spin. I get a kick out of them.
Okay. Let's see.
Everybody's like, "Well, how'd they get your address?" I'm like, "Well, number one, it's not hard to find someone's address. Number two, we plastered it all over everything during the pandemic, so
it's out there."
Yeah.
Virginia minus 7 against Georgia Tech. Virginia's done a nice job. Bronco Mendenhall has been pretty good for the Hoos this year. I haven't done it on purpose, but I've kind of watched a lot of Virginia football just in passing sometimes.
God, you okay?
We've had two of their games up here. They played Louisville and whomever sitting on this TV
just
for hours.
Sure, you're all right.
You did it because I don't know how to work that damn TV. You had to turn it on. So, I mean.
And what does that say about where we've come? I'm the one that can work the TV and you can't?
I'm so confused by this TV. I don't even know why. Like, I have a Samsung in my house that's very similar to it, but for whatever reason, I cannot make that work.
I don't have any problem with it.
It's a problem. I don't know. It's not the format that I'm used to. So. Kind of like Virginia a little bit. We talked about that last week, like kind of weird teams. For some reason, Virginia is kind of fun. I don't know why. That's fun. Kind of across the spectrum. I mean, basketball, they're neat.
Yeah.
They're whatever.
Pretty good in basketball.
Yeah. Sorry, grind. I know sore spot. So, anyway. Podcast brought to you in part by Nick's Tan and Associates for all your real estate needs here in the Oxford area. 662-281-1200. NicksTanOxford.com is the address. 321 football content item coming out later. And you can click the link right there in that. When you read it, you can click the link in my message board signature and head on over to Nick's Tan and see all the different options for you here in the Oxford and Lafayette area. Okie Fram, Clay DeWeese, and their team of associates helping you out with all real estate needs. I've used them multiple times. Give them a shot as well and tell them Rebel Grove sent you. Again, NicksTanOxford.com, 662-281-1200.
The cooler weather is on the way. That means you might want to make sure that heating system is up to speed, ready to go when it comes time to hit the button, if you will. Get in touch with Comer Heating and Air, Southern Air Conditioning and Heating. Different names, same great products and services. If you live in Oxford, Tupelo, or the surrounding area, call Comer, 662-801-1777. They came out the other day. They were changing out filters because you can hardly get to the filters up in our attic. They changed them out. They checked our heating system. We've not used it just yet, but they checked it. They made sure it was operating. They can do that for you too. And if you live in Hernando, Memphis, or the surrounding area, you just call Southern. It's the same people, same products, 662-429-4429. College Corners, your one-stop Rebel shop. Two locations in the Jackson area in Ridgeland. It's next to Half Shell in Flowood is next to Half Shell. I've completely screwed that up. Anyway, there's two locations in Jackson area, one in Ridgeland, one in Flowood. You can also go to collegecornerstore.com, find them on Facebook and Instagram. We're also brought to you by Pinnacle. Go to mypinwealth.com, check them out, or you can also look at their 401k advisory services team. They'll conduct a complimentary, no obligation benchmarking and analysis of your current 401k plan. If you're thinking about traveling the holiday season, Jay Tate and I did a great spot in the South yesterday. You forget because football season goes so fast. You look up, we're like 2 months from the Christmas holidays. If you're planning something, get in touch with John. Give him some parameters, give him a budget, let him give you some options. And no, you don't have to live in or near Memphis to take advantage of his services. Just call him at 901-494-3387 or send him an email, jedwards@regencytravel.net. I'll have a mailbag up tomorrow. It's brought to you by Whitney McNutt of Tommy Morgan Incorporated Realtors, serving you for all your real estate needs in Oxford and Tupelo. She sells condos, land, commercial, and residential family homes. And you can reach her at 662-567-2573 or 662-842-3844. We're also brought to you by Service Specialists with offices in Ridgeland, Canton, Jackson, and Oxford. Service Specialists has been connecting candidates and employers since 1967. It's the oldest staffing company in Mississippi. Whether you're a new college grad or a seasoned professional, whether you're in engineering or accounting or law or whatever, contact Service Specialists. If you're a recent grad without much experience, you should reach out to them as well. They're always looking for candidates that have potential and want to learn and get their foot in the door with growth opportunities. It's a small state. Service Specialist always knows about jobs that never get advertised. Prospective employers should looking for strong candidates should call as well. They always have names and resumes ready for your perusal. It's 662-832-5138 or ServiceSpecialistLTD.com. Also brought to you by Alpha Specialties, located at 1670 Highway 80 in Pearl, Mississippi. It's your trailer-specific professional. If you want to haul it, they can call it at Alpha. It's the premium trailer dealership in Mississippi. They've got Load Trail. They've got Hallmark cargo trailers. They can work with third parties to have game day trailers and concession trailers built. They can repair all types of trailers as well. Concession, horse, utility, enclosed, gooseneck, RV, and more. 601-932-9798 or alphaofms.com. Chase mentioned earlier about a visit with Chance Campbell is up on the site, on this YouTube channel as well. It's brought to you by The Rogue, which is your destination for fine men's clothing. Their stylist hand-select pieces from top designers, from work to lifestyle to nightlife, just the perfect something for everyone at The Rogue. All the best items from Peter Millar, Martin Dingman, Jack Victor, Halsey, True Grit, and more. 4450 I-55 North in Jackson or therogue.com.
Podcast is brought to you by G&M Pharmacy. They're on South Lamar in Oxford, 662-236-2222. Also with Tyson Drugs on the Square in Holly Springs. They deliver locally in the Oxford area. They offer medicine, free prescriptions the same day each month, and take care of you. One trip to the pharmacy, one delivery, and you have everything you need there with G&M and Tyson Drugs. So to find out all the ways your community pharmacy can help you, that's 662-236-2222. Let's see, little NFL news. Derrick Henry was a bad boy last night, 34-31 Titans over Bills, and quite the Monday Night Football game. Primetime games have been excellent so far this season in the NFL.
It was a great game last night.
They've done a hell of a job getting good games in those primetime slots for most of the year.
It was a really well-played game.
Well, I mean, Henry just – I mean, it's just waiting on the big moment. I mean, the Bills actually kind of gobbled him up for the most part, even though he had a huge night, because he had a 76-yard touchdown run where a man that size bursting through the hole like that was amazing. Like, the afterburners kicked in a way that the highlight's worth watching. They held him to only, like, 60 yards and 3-point-something a carry other than that. But, yeah. I mean, that's a little bit of how was the play. So, Titans knock off the Bills. There's a big highlight going all over the internet of a block A.J. Brown had out in the open field last night.
Is Taylor Lewan okay, by the way?
I don't know. I haven't seen
him. They carted him off. He did the thing with his hand like he was okay, but
okay.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything on that. But really good game last night between the Titans and the Bills.
Red Sox held on and won, is that correct?
They blew them out. 12-3 Sox okay. over Astros. So they're
it was
up
9-3 when I stopped keeping up.
So they're up 2-1, staying with two more games there. And then in the NL, game 3 tonight, Astros-Dodgers.
So the Red Sox game is this afternoon?
I think that's right. Yeah, I thought that I saw that correctly. Let's see. I'll pull it up right now to make sure. Let's see. Schedule. It is at – no, actually, it's going the other way. It's 4 o'clock Central Time for Braves and Dodgers, so that's a 2 p.m. start out on the West Coast. And then Houston and Boston is a 6-7-0-8 start on tonight. So flipped, which is interesting because, I mean, Dodgers crowd at 2 o'clock on a Tuesday.
It also tells you that they want that Fenway nighttime atmosphere.
Yeah, they want the Fenway game at night.
Yeah,
yeah, I get that. And you can't...
Is the game in Fenway? Yeah.
Yeah, it's at Fenway.
Yeah.
Is it... Could you not do, like, 5 Central and 6 Pacific-ish?
I don't know.
To get both of them kind of...
I guess you could.
Night-ish? Braves-Dodgers tonight is Charlie Morton against Walker Buehler. And then in the other game, Zach Greinke against Nick Pivetta for Astros and Red Sox. So those are your starting pitchers tonight.
Charlie Morton is just
– I mean
– it's unbelievable. Yeah. Like the other day he was throwing 98, 99, and you're like, how, but you'd never – how?
It's everybody. Everybody throws 98.
He didn't used to, though.
I mean, I was talking to Stephen Head about this, who actually is a scout for the Dodgers now, and he said that he went to some camp – and there was like 38 kids, and 36 of them threw it like at least 96 miles an hour or something. He goes, "Your 93 mile an hour guy now is a soft tosser and has no place for in a bullpen. Like he's not even middle relief. I mean, those guys don't even throw 93.
Yeah, everyone coming out of a pen's 99 to 101 or something.
Yeah, it's the damnedest thing. I mean, it is a reason why the arm injuries are up, but."
Sure.
I mean, there's stress on an elbow when you do that.
I do think the human body is designed to throw at a certain speed, and
but your human body's not designed to throw overhand.
Right.
It's why you don't see softball arm injuries because it's underhand and the way the mechanism of the shoulder is actually supposed to go.
Yeah, no one's ever making a big deal out of pitch counts with.
No, they throw. Frankly, their legs get tired. Yeah. That's what gives softball players out when they're doing whatever. So, yeah, just a little bit there. Sean McVay yesterday saying he regrets how the golf trade unfolded. He's not upset who his quarterback is, though. I can promise that right now as they head into week 7 of the NFL season or whatever it is.
Yeah, Carson this morning said, he said, hey, Dan, I got this trade. He's in a fantasy football team. And the offer was Joe Burrow and T. Higgins for Matthew Stafford. I was like, no, I wouldn't do that.
Holding on to Matt right now?
I'm like, I think I'd hang on to Stafford in a fantasy football league.
Yeah, they just beat the hell out of the Giants. On Sunday, Giants were bad.
I was gonna say Mississippi State may have dodged a bullet with Joe Judge.
I mean, I say that I watched the Saints put all with the Giants and lose, but the Giants are a bad team. The Saints are very schizophrenic right now. You don't know what you're getting other than Winston not throwing for a lot of yards. That's the only guarantee you have.
Bengals are good. Bears are not good. But the Bears are doing the right thing and getting the growing pains out
Good's
of the way.
Not the problem right now.
Just play Justin Fields, who's got a chance to be special.
Eli and Peyton show will be back on Monday night. That is for Saints-Seahawks on Monday night.
Will Peyton be here Saturday? Have you heard?
I have not heard. I would assume, right?
I mean, both of his brothers will be here, obviously.
Yeah.
I would assume Peyton would come, but I don't know that. I don't know what kind of obligations he has or whatever. Yeah.
His nephew will be here.
I heard that.
Might be in attendance, just saying. Saints giving opened at 3. They're now giving 5 to Seattle in Seattle this weekend, normal Monday night. It's an interesting line.
It is.
Yeah, Saints minus 5, Seahawks.
Several people are asking us to comment on Tennessee's, quote, punishment yesterday, end quote.
It's exactly what I expected. So I didn't get my ire up either way.
I don't really know what it is that they could have done differently. I still catch myself defending Tennessee at this point. Not the fans, administration.
I felt like something had to be done punitive to not make it more okay.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily fair to the administration, but it's life. It is what it is.
You're sending a message.
Yeah, because look, college kids see that and go, well, hey, nothing happened, so now let's throw crap on the field. I mean, it just happened.
Yeah, because it's not their money.
Yeah, I mean, it's in 250 is not enough to make anybody squirm. That's couch cushion stuff.
Yeah.
And it gets withheld. It's not even like they got to cut a check.
Right.
They just don't get – they get 43.75 instead of 44
right.
in May. Oh, well, okay. Sorry. Change the budget, guys. Yeah. Like, come on. Like, what are you
hey,
doing?
The soccer team, you're not going to fly. Y'all going to bus.
Yeah. Done. See?
Fixed it.
That is kind of how universities operate, though. It is kind of like the NCAA going, hey, Kentucky pissed us off. We're putting Dayton on probation. Like,
hey, you remember that tournament the volleyball team was going to go to Hawaii?
Yeah.
They're just going to go.
We found them one in Destin.
They're going to play Middle Tennessee instead at home.
That's a good point. I mean, is Arch allowed on the field?
Yes.
During the ceremony? He would be, right?
Yes, because he's known Eli since he was – born.
That is a pre-existing relationship.
Yes.
That is perfectly fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they got threatened by beer sales. They did not get beer sales taken away yet, though. They would have to do something else dumb to lose alcohol sales.
I would think this is kind of a little bit of a, not a nightmare for compliance, but where you're, no one's going to do anything to anybody, but like if you're having some sort of a function for the Manning family.
You run into a lot of handshakes.
Where you're providing food and such, you know, you have to document what, how many chicken tenders Arch eats?
it'll be all right.
Oh yeah, no one's gonna make an issue of it.
Yeah. So we'll have some guests throughout the week. We'll get more to you here on the podcast. Again, tons at rebelgrove.com, so check that out. Head on over to the website portion of this here operation. We'll be back in the morning with another show, and obviously two on Thursday as well, leading up to Ole Miss and LSU, 2:30 CBS on Saturday. So have a great day. Take care. We'll talk to you tomorrow.